And you think?
Hello, Dieter here from Beer Idiots, and this idiot is stranded in Madrid, and he's at the... which bar are we? The Guinness...
Cervecería.
In the center of Madrid, and we're stranded here, and I'm meeting...
Lawrence Campbell.
And Lawrence Campbell is a brewmaker.
Yeah, I make beer in Murcia, in Torre Pacheco. And I make English and American beers.
And where is Torre Pacheco for the noobs?
Torre Pacheco is a small agricultural town. It's north of Cartagena and east of Los Alcatraz.
Yeah, and your beers, well, what you produce so far on tap, on fuse, it's...
I make 7 different beers professionally, and those beers are English Best Bitter, American IPA, Double IPA, I make an Imperial Porter, I make a crazy nutty English style of beer, and I make an American Amber beer. And I make a golden rubia, as they would say in Spain.
All right, cool. And for the hops that you take of all your beers, is there some mathematical thing or some special recipe for that? What do you take of hops?
I have maybe 15 different hops in my brewery, which I use in different combinations. English hops to make English style of beer, American hops to make American style of beer. For my golden, I use mostly a beer from the Czech Republic called Lubelski. It's a very nice hop that has a flavor like meadow flowers.
Yeah. All right, cool. What are your biggest challenges so far concerning supply, demand, and
always
what
growth?
You do with your love?
Always growth is the problem. So
which growth?
The growth of the business.
To sell it, or?
So recently, I have inquiries from a guy in Denmark. I sell him a pallet of beer. I have inquiries from a guy in Andorra who wants to buy 8 pallets of beer. I have inquiries from a guy from England who wants to make a cannabis beer with the medical properties, not the mind-changing properties, but he wants to make a beer for health, which is fantastic for me. It's interesting.
All right, cool. Do you have any connection with Belgian beer? I'm a Belgian standing in Madrid now, so I have to ask this question.
You know, I love the Belgian styles of beer. I think they're very interesting. The yeast is very important in making the right Belgian beer. And I want to make a Belgian style that is accessible. Many, many Belgian beers are very complex and very difficult. And the development of craft beer in Spain is still very small. In Madrid, it's good. But in where I live in Torre Pacheco, it's very small. And so you have to make beers that entice people to try, because they spend their entire life drinking lager that is industrial, not much fun. And we need to develop a good beer culture in Spain.
If you can name the top 3 beer styles that you're now doing your main focus on to release them to the public, your top 3 styles, which are they?
English Best Bitter is one style. American IPA, but a session IPA, about 5%, but with all the flavor. And Imperial Porter at 9%. That is very rich and tastes of licorice.
And of course, we're going to do you a shout out to our guys at Beer Idiots. Where can everybody find you, and what do we have to Google and Facebook?
AnotherPlanetBrewing.com.
Great. All right, guys. Shout out.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.